BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Today on the show, Real or No Real is with Dev. Only the Young Shouty Man did a great job for us at the weekend, so we get him on. And after the success of the Sia one last week, we teach you to sing like Ariana Grande.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Left Hand's Free. That's Alt-J on BBC Radio 1. It's Radio 1's track of the day. Lucy in Northampton loves that band, loves it, and is going to go and see them next year. And Michael in Exeter also really enjoying that. Left Hand Free, Alt-J, Radio 1's track of the day.
What's it about? Is it something that we should look into or stay away from?
Left Hand Free. What else is going on today? Oh, yes, X Factor Shouty Man. What a legend. Mm. We'll discuss that in a bit. And another singing lesson from Felicia, who we found on YouTube. She's in America, but wherever you are in the world, she can teach you to sing like your favourite pop star. And today, she's going to teach you to sing like Ariana Grande.
You got a bit mardy with me over the weekend.
Well, yes, because you're quite insensitive sometimes.
And we were texting about it, and we haven't really spoken about it since. So do you want to clear it up now?
Okay, so I got a... Saturday night, here we go.
I was watching Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah. Text from Chris. Here we go. This is to my personal phone.
As opposed to what? Sorry, the business phone.
My other phone.
The bat phone.
I'm not one of those with two phones. Thank you. Here we go. Oh, no, I can't read that one. Wow. No. Or that one. Good. Basically, it was saying, oh, can we get Jake Wood on the show? That's Max Branning, who is in Strictly at the moment. He is legend. And do you remember what the rest of them
said?
Yeah,
so I then made the mistake, or even though I was being honest, saying, do you know what? Because you were saying, well, what do you like about him so much? I really like that he's so normal, yeah. And he just seems like an everyday bloke. He's quite serious in the VTs.
Yeah.
But then he goes, and the dance he did on Saturday was one of the best things I've ever seen. Yeah. He did the Macarena.
I found them now. Here we go.
In a very new way.
Please, can we get Jake Wood on? He's my hero. I was like, why? Yes, he wants to come on to do Inyo de Bingo, but he's quite busy, was my reply. That dance was too good. He's such a legend. He's so normal, then goes and does that. Legend. And I put, yeah, that's right, rub it in.
Yeah.
I'm normal, then I went and did the crab.
I get that. And I do forget that you're on that show sometimes.
Yeah, well, thanks for him. What do you mean you forget?
I'm on the
opening credits still every week.
Yeah.
How's that supposed to make me feel? Think
Listen,
about it. If it was the other way around.
You're two very different dancers. And there's nothing against you and your crab. I'm just saying Jake Wood is smashing it.
Yeah, he's good.
At the moment. He's good. But do you find it hard hearing good stuff about other contestants?
No, not at all.
Because he's really good.
All right.
And it's just... It is... I don't want us to throw our support behind him because then I worry that he'll end up getting kicked out because that's what happens with all these kind of reality shows.
Yeah, it seems to happen again this weekend, doesn't it?
But what legend? Please, can we get him on Bingo?
Yes. I mean, I told you, when I started doing Strictly, he was the first person out of all of them, the first one to say, can I play that innuendo Bingo? Mm. It's just, Chris, he's got some very big storylines coming up and a lot of dancing to learn. That's how he gets that good, by being that focused.
Right.
So probably hasn't got time to spit water all over you right now. But I'm looking at the new year as an option.
No. We can do it before then, surely.
He hasn't got time.
Also, if this is just you being bitter and blocking him from coming on,
think
of the wider nation here who would love to see Max Branning doing Innuendo Bingo.
We've done loads of Strictly Come Bingos.
I know, but you seem funny about him.
No, I'm not at all. I'm fully 100% behind you. I'm just telling you what he said to me, and that is he's finding it very hard to find time at the moment. Mm-hmm. Maybe we go to him.
Yes. Albert Square, yes.
He doesn't live there. He's not a real. He's not real. It's Max Branning's not real.
Listen, just make it happen, Mills.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What does that mean? Eat your Snickers, Scott. You're not the same when you're hungry. Jason
brilliant.
From Middlesbrough.
That's so good.
It's just banter, isn't it, Jace? Just bants. OMG, do you know what we used to talk about from last night?
What?
OMG Zayn's hair.
OMG Zayn's hair?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I thought you were across all things pop culture.
No, what's going on? What's going on?
AMAs last night.
So what's happened?
American Music Awards?
Yeah.
One Direction.
People are talking about... So Zayn from One Direction's hair.
OMG.
Really?
Yeah, it's got its own Twitter account already.
Okay.
This is a single strand of hair which came down over his face.
And why is this controversial?
And was modelled on a film where Johnny Depp had the same look off of the 90s.
And so everyone's going mad for this, are they?
I'll read you some. OMG, that one piece of hair makes me literally die.
What?
Zayn's hair tonight is why I still believe in miracles.
What?
I just want to be the loose strand of hair that's in Zayn's face. It does have its own Twitter account, the strand of hair. Just a little strand that goes down the
face. I'm looking at a picture of it. I don't understand the controversy.
Well, do you remember when we interviewed him on this show a while back? The hair was big and majestic.
Right.
He's had it kind of all cut off, really. But just that little one strand down the middle of the face.
And people go mad for it?
Mad for it.
I don't understand.
I mean, that's what we're talking about most of the show, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you so much for playing Mumford, says this person. Just brightened up my uni revision today. That's Betsy. Loads of people loving that. I will wait. I've been playing that for ages, have I?
Someone kicked a football at my car at the weekend, right? And I actually did. It's only that song reminded me. I shouted at them to get off my land.
No, you didn't.
I did. I haven't got any land.
What do you mean? Right, hang on. Rewind. So, someone kicked a football at your car.
So, you know, I've moved into I've got a new place.
Yes.
I moved around there and there's this group of lads that that hang around there, right? It's all fine.
Mate, you didn't... Right, how old are they? 14? 15?
15 or so, yeah.
And you told them to get off your land?
I didn't know what else to shout.
Like a ruddy-faced farmer.
But then I heard that Mumford & Sons song and suddenly it reminded me of the weekend.
Is that the only thing you can think of to say?
I said something else.
Get off my land. You.
It was great. What a moment.
Wow. So, I don't quite know how to go there.
Sorry.
That's really thrown me. So, last week on the show, this time last week, we heard from a singing teacher called Felicia. She's from America. She's got a YouTube channel, and she's actually a very good singing instructor. And like anybody in the world now, you can put a video on YouTube, and someone will find it.
Mm. There's a how-to video for everything now.
Everything. No, I'm not going
to
say that.
What have you looked up? Because this is interesting because it is the first place to go. And someone says, you know what you need to do? You need to get that done.
Yeah.
Something like that. Someone, you know how I've struggled to move into this new place?
Yeah.
Someone said, you know what you've got to do? You've got to clean that oven. It's filthy.
Yeah.
Right? So I looked
you
up.
You looked a video of how to clean oven.
How-to video.
Yeah.
It's a how-to video for everything.
Yeah. I think I did actually do one involving eggs.
What do you mean? How to cook eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't how to crack an egg, was it? You know how to do that,
don't
you?
I can't say.
Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
Anyway, Felicia is a singing teacher from America. She's got this video teaching you how to sing. And one of the best ones is where she teaches you to sing like Sia from her song Chandelier. So we got everyone to gather around for a group singing lesson with Felicia from her YouTube channel, Chris, and our listener, Jade.
Next line. I'm the one for a good time call. We're going to say, I'm the one for a good time call. And then phones blowing up, ringing my doorbell. We're going to say, phones blown up, ringing my doorbell.
How do you remember this? This is rubbish.
Ma doorbell. Okay, so Felicia sings.
I'm the one for a good time call. K-U-L-L. Phone's blowing up, bringing my doorbell.
I'm the one for a good time call, for blow up, ringing my doorbell.
Jade.
I'm the one for a good time quiet, phone blowing up, no, ringing my doorbell.
Right, you sound drunk.
That was really fun last week. And remember, push it down, push it
push
down.
It down.
I push it down, I push it down.
But do you want to sing like Ariana Grande? Of course you do. Got another lesson from Felicia next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week, with the help of a YouTube singing coach called Felicia, we helped you to learn how to sing like Sia, and the response was quite incredible.
It's a good one, this, isn't it? Because it's not about just learning to sing. It's about learning to sing in a very particular way. Because I can't sing, right, I think I can get away with it if I just try and sing in her style.
Mm. She's actually a very good singing coach. Mm. And we've been in touch with her, and I think she's going to do some stuff for us around Christmas, hopefully.
Incredible.
But this is another one of Felicia's tutorial videos that we found on YouTube. And one of our listeners also wants to learn how to sing today. So here's Kim. Hiya, Kim.
Hiya.
You right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Did you hear the Sia one last week?
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, today, would you like to learn how to sing?
Yes, definitely.
With another one of these videos from YouTube. Today, I'm going to teach you both to sing like Ariana Grande.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, wow.
Kim, how's your singing generally?
I can sing, but not in tune.
Right,
that's
fine.
Not singing then.
No.
I know what you mean. You're happy to give it some.
Yeah.
But the results aren't good.
No, not what people want to hear.
Right.
It's a bit like what you think you're like at dancing. You think yeah. You're like Matt Spranning. You're not.
I do.
You're really, really not. All right, so are you ready for today's lesson?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Do listen and pay attention because I will be asking you to do these exercises as well.
Okay.
All right?
When everyone joined in last week, it became apparent it does actually take quite a bit of brain power, this, doesn't it?
Mm.
You know, it is back to school. It's ecute and repete.
Okay, here we go. Here's Felicia's video.
Hey, guys. Today we're going to break down the song Problem by Ariana Grande and come up with some really weird, innovative vowel modifications that are going to help you pop out those super high notes. It's a really challenging song, so it's really important that we arm ourselves with some really cool tricks to get belting really high.
And with these tricks, you can pop out those high notes.
Mm. Oh, my God.
This must be easier than Sia, surely.
I don't think it is.
I don't think so either. Ariana is pretty hot.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
First line.
So to start off, hey, baby, even though I hate ya, I want to love ya. We're going to say, hubaba effin' the hatcha.
Oh, I
love
ya. this is tricky from the start.
Hubaba.
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 Effin the
hatcha. Effin the
hatcha.
Oh, I
love ya.
Oh, I love ya.
Hubaba. Effin the hatcha. Oh, I love ya.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go.
Go.
Hubaba. What a hatcha. What a love ya.
Good. So now.
Good. Really?
Now we're going to sing it. So that's
Hababa effin the hatcha, oh I love ya.
And this will make me sound like Ariana Grande, will it?
So have you got the right vowel sounds there?
I think so. Kim?
Yeah, I think so.
And now you have to sing, so
Hababa effin the hatcha, oh I love ya.
Chris.
Hababa effin the hatcha, oh I love ya.
Kim.
Hababa effin the hatcha, oh I wanna love ya.
It's more hababa.
Hababa.
It's more lazy than you think, isn't it?
You don't really even move your mouth. Here's some more tips from Felicia.
We want to keep it really relaxed. And all the U's and the E-H's and the I-H's that we're using, keep the back of your throat open while you have the sound kind of laser out.
Open.
As a general rule, this entire song, if you watch Ariana sing this, she's super relaxed and she keeps her mouth almost a little bit forward.
Okay, so just keep your mouth really relaxed.
Okay.
Alright, and that's, if you look at Ariana, that's what she does. It's like really relaxed. That's it, that's more like it. Yeah. You got it now. You got it? Here's the next bit.
Honey, no, I can't forgive ya. I really wanna.
Honey, no, I can't forgive ya. I really want ya.
And now sing.
Honey, no, I can't forgive ya. I really wanna.
Kim?
Honey, I can't forgive ya. Really want ya.
Chris,
you're pronouncing it too much. You've got too many T's.
Relax your mouth, Kim.
Relax the mouth.
Relax
okay?
the mouth.
Relax the mouth.
That's it. Like you've been to the dentist.
Okay.
Chris.
I never like I've ever. I wanna want ya.
It's good that we're doing it in bits, I think.
Definitely.
This next part gets pretty high. Tell it to me, baby. What can't you leave me? So instead of tell me, baby. Why can't you leave me? We're going to say, Tommy, Tommy, Bebe, why can't you leave me?
Oh, no. I need to write that down. Hang on.
Tommy, Tommy, Bebe, why can't you love me?
Tommy, Tommy, baby, why can't you love me?
Love me.
Tommy, Tommy, Bebe, why can't you leave me?
Why can't you love me?
So Felicia sings it.
Tell it to me, baby. What can't you leave me?
Chris.
It's hard, this bit, because it goes high. Talme, Talma. No, I've not got the pronunciation Talme. Right. Talme, Talme, baby, why can't you love me?
Not relaxed enough again. Kim?
Talme, Talme, baby, why can't you love me?
Okay, not too bad.
That's good. That's better than me.
This next part is, instead of head in the clouds, got no weight on my shoulder, we're going to say, head in the clouds, got no weight on my shoulder.
That's not... But then she sings it differently to that. I'm convinced of it. She says this, then sings it differently.
Listen again.
Head in the clouds, got no weight on my shoulder.
Shoulder.
Okay, so it's got no weight.
Weight.
Got no...
On my shoulder.
Got no weight. Head in the clouds... Right.
No, I think you need to hear her sing it.
Head in the clouds, got no weight on my shoulder.
Head in the clouds, got no weight on my shoulder.
Kim.
Head in the clouds, got no weight on my shoulder.
Very good. Sounding more and more like Ariana now.
I feel so.
Mm-hmm.
And then, instead of I should be wiser and realize that I've got... We're going to say Asha Biwaza and Rella Zatavka. I know. Don't laugh at me.
I know. Sorry. What, translated to what?
I should. And be... then, instead of I should be wiser and realize that I've got, we're going to say Asha Biwaza and Rella Zatavka.
Rella Zatavka.
Zatavka. God, that can't be right.
It makes sense when you hear her sing it.
I should be wiser and realize that I'm good.
Is she actually singing what she's telling us
no,
to
I'm
sing?
I'm sure the second line
she didn't sing it.
No, see, I think she might be doing this to make us sound stupid. Because that's not what she's singing at all. Listen to what she said.
Asha Biwaza and Rella Zatavka.
And then singing. No, that's not what you told us to do.
But she's gone wrong there. She's not gone tough guy at the end. It should be. I shall be wiser and realize a tough guy. That's what she just said. And then it goes, one more bum without you.
Yeah. Kim, have a go at that one.
I shall be wiser and realize a tough guy.
Good. But peaked too early.
Yeah.
Close.
You ran out there, didn't you? Ran out of steam.
I know.
Yeah. Peaked too soon, love.
Like Ariana.
But you got the intonation, is that the word? Right. And realize Tafka. She got that bit right.
Yeah. Do you feel that you can now talk like Ariana Grande as well?
I reckon so.
Go on then.
Yeah. Hababa in the hotel, I want lager.
She doesn't speak. No, she just sings like that. She doesn't speak like that.
I bet she speaks like that.
No, we interviewed her recently. She doesn't go hababa when she speaks
all
to her.
Right. Okay.
Hababa.
Hello, Ariana Asha America.
No. Right, you're in a talk like that all day now.
I know, I really am.
Tense your jaw up, back up, please.
Okay.
Okay, back in the room?
I'm back in the room.
Before you go, let's have a final go at it, shall we?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And a chance for you lot at home as well to kind of exercise what you've just learnt on Radio 1. So I'm just going to play the song now, but Chris, Kim, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Pitbull, Kesha, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Timber on Radio 1. And Pitbull, you know, it's been on for years now, but that offer still stands. Anytime you want to come to the show, baby, come on in.
Oh, imagine Pitbull here.
I feel like he's avoiding me.
It's strange, because...
It's been 4 years now, maybe longer, that I've been obsessed with 305.
But normally they turn up at some point.
I know, but nothing.
He must
nothing.
He's one of the only people who hasn't been involved in the show.
I think.
Since we kind of proclaimed love for him.
Yeah, everyone else that we love has been on.
Yeah. It's really strange how he's avoided it, actually. Yeah.
I mean, it's clever, some would say. Maybe he thinks that we're not serious.
Oh, I'd so love to meet him. Imagine.
All the pictures.
Just everything. The
obviously,
you
have to turn the flash off because head.
Yeah.
But
or powder. That's fine. Yeah. You just powder the head, can't you?
Oh, please, Pitbull. So, yeah, it sounds like I'm begging
him.
We
won't powder your head.
I'm on a national radio station.
Yeah,
he's not going to come
begging.
On.
Do you know what you should do?
Stuff him.
One night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning or something when you're a bit emotional. You know when you're awake and emotional, like you sometimes are? Tweet him.
Yeah.
I'll look out for it.
Like I did with the Australian Prime Minister once, yeah. Asking her to come on Inu the Bingo, now former.
And then getting angry because she didn't reply within half an hour.
Oi, Gillard!
Oi. You can't oi a Prime Minister.
She was former then. Right, in a minute, I'm going to tell you what's going to be happening tomorrow, just after 1:30, which, I mean, you need to make plans around this, okay? Like, if you have your lunch at 1 or something, you need to get to anywhere where you can see the Radio 1 website tomorrow, because if you don't watch it, it's going to be, I don't know, it'll sound fine, but it's going to be a bit weird. You need to see this to witness the complete awkwardness that happened a few weeks ago in a hotel room with one of the biggest stars in the world.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, millions of you watched my friend Chris here and his interview with Mila Kunis, and then the other one with Jennifer Aniston. Do you remember? And Chris would turn up to these hotel rooms where they would be doing lots of interviews that day, and he would ask his little Watford awkward questions.
Just questions.
But they went quite well. And with Mila, she absolutely loved it. And then the video just went viral round the world.
Mm.
You were on E! News and CNN at one point.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But they both went well. The last Jennifer Aniston one and, of course, the Mila one. But I was thinking, what if next time didn't go as well? What if the next time we did one of these, Chris had an absolute nightmare of an interview? Now, I don't know if you remember, a couple of Wednesdays ago, we couldn't really tell you what was going on, but now we can. And I still get the feeling that you're not that happy with me about what happened that day.
No, to be honest. No, I don't feel that happy about it.
I possibly think, and I wouldn't say this lightly, it was maybe just on the line and maybe even crossed the line of what we should do.
Let me put it this way. It was the most awkward experience of my life.
Now, I can't believe this actually happened. And we had emails going back and forth between here and America for months and months and months. And it ended up on the day with Jennifer Aniston coming into the room where I was in. Chris didn't even know I was there next door. And she was like, right, what do you need me to do? And she was totally on board with it. I was holding her hand all the way through. You didn't know I was there.
I didn't know about any of this.
She was holding my hand going, OK, tell me what I need to do. And she's so nice. And I told her that basically she has to be the worst interviewee ever. Everyone knows that Jennifer Aniston is like super nice, right? But what if she wasn't for one day? And what followed by her was a great bit of acting, because she wasn't annoyed with you, but I told her to act like she really was. And I didn't, it was out of my control from that point. I didn't really know what was going to happen. It was in her hands.
How did you manage to get her to do it? She's like mega famous.
It took a lot of planning, but she was in on the prank with me and at your expense. And I am sorry, but it is good. Obviously, what she did in the room then when Chris interviewed her while I was next door and he didn't know was out of my control. I mean, she could have got angry and stormed out, but I actually think what she did is better than
or
storming
worse,
out.
Depending on what your viewpoint is.
It's not like she doesn't get really angry. It's just her whole body language is awful and she just makes it extremely awkward for Chris. She could have just stormed out, which would have still been good, but I think this is better. This, by the way, is going to be on 1:30 onwards tomorrow, and what we'll be doing is you'll be able to watch along live. So as I'm playing it out on the radio, you'll be able to see the visuals on the Radio 1 website tomorrow, even on your phone or tablet or computer if you get to the Radio 1 website. But warning, this could be the cringest thing we've ever done. It's off the scale cringe, this. Just because of the way she deals with it and deals with you.
It was, I don't know how you've managed it.
Yeah, I know. It's a great thing for the show. Just think of it like that. And I'm sorry you had to take it for the team. So tomorrow, Jennifer Aniston becomes the worst interviewee ever. I managed to persuade her to play that role. Chris knew nothing about it. All the time, I was in a room next door watching the whole thing unfold on a TV. Absolute megastars agreed to help us on the show. And you will find out what happens. Listen and watch from 1:30 tomorrow afternoon.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Jade's been on saying, oh my God, I love Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, but will you love her when you see and hear her like this? Remember, she is doing acting. She's actually really nice, but I made her be the worst interviewee ever to poor Chris here.
But since then, I've not seen this video. No. I'm not sure I really want to see it.
No. And we'll all be watching along together. So you'll hear it on the radio, but you can watch everything, watch the bad body language and watch all her pretty bad comments to Chris. Not that she gets angry, she just makes it really, really uncomfortable.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Crossing by, wrote you a song, yeah.
Brecht came into the chart when I was doing it yesterday and we had a little chat. His new single, number 8. So another top 10 for Brecht 3-2. I tell you what as well, something you didn't know about Brecht. Like you, massive fan of EastEnders.
Really?
The biggest. And maybe I've invited him on the tour around the set that
I keep
promising you.
No, he's wicked, right? But let's end it there. Like, let's leave it at that now.
Nobody else?
No, but this is... Clearly you know someone there. Now you're offering everyone. This is going to be a classic case of a Scott Mills promise that won't be kept.
I know Max Branning.
Yeah, okay.
That's the only person you need to know, sweetheart.
Yeah, but you're not on EastEnders, right? Your friend is on EastEnders. Now you're offering tours for anyone who comes in.
Roll up.
Like, I'm well up for going along with Rich, but this is what will happen. You'll then promise another pop star.
Yeah.
You'll only get a +2.
Yeah.
An excuse will come my way as to why I'm no longer coming because I'm not famous enough. I know how this plays out.
Yeah. And you were the first person I invited.
Yes.
But then you'll be uninvited.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Next thing I'll see selfies with you and Rich there on Albert Square.
Yeah, Labyrinth will be there as well.
Oh, right.
So all his mates.
Let's leave it at that now.
Simon
right?
Cowell.
Me, you and Rich. That sounds great.
Okay, fine. Let's do it. In the new year, I'll get on to Max. Not his real name. His real name's Jake.
What's in your phone? Is he Max? Be honest.
No.
No.
Oh, hang on. Brackets Max.
Yeah.
So tomorrow there is no innuendo bingo. Now, I don't cancel innuendo bingo unless it's really something good, right?
Mm.
So this Jennifer Aniston thing will replace bingo tomorrow and you'll be able to watch it as well. In fact, you need to watch it. If you've never watched anything before on the Radio 1 website, I know because we tell you all the time, watch it. Seriously, watch this tomorrow. If it's the first thing you watch, make it this tomorrow, the Jennifer Aniston thing, where it's just so awkward between you and her.
It feels to me that you've bumped it up to prime time.
I have, 100%.
Right.
So bingo will return on Thursday. And in fact, we've had an incredible response over the weekend. People still email, you know, when they spot something good on TV that they think could be on. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. In fact, most of my emails now are people spotting innuendo bingo clips, which is brilliant, because we couldn't make it without you. You're the ones that spot all the bingo clips. And the ones over this weekend were mostly about what Nicole Scherzinger kissed yesterday in Abu Dhabi.
Yes, I saw that.
Bingo is back on Thursday at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Early young!
Is that you, shouty man?
It is me, yes.
The man that shouts only the young really loudly on X Factor every week.
Thank you.
So I was really, really worried Saturday night only the young get kicked out.
Oh, no, it was a bit disheartening, but, yeah, they're all good. I've seen them all and, you know, they're all happy and excited. You know, there's a good future for them and they're happy to do the tour when it comes up as well. So they're really excited. So.
Sorry, we're still not sure. Are you a relative of these guys?
I'm related to one of them, yes.
Oh, he did say that last
Sorry,
week.
I forgot.
It was a bit nerve-wracking, though, because obviously I couldn't go on the Saturday and obviously it was a bit... I was shouting at home, but yeah, it was a bit nerve-wracking and obviously...
Hang on a second.
We need to break this down now.
So you support Only the Young and you're there every week shouting Only the Young during when the acts go through.
Yeah.
But on the night they don't get through, you're not in the audience.
Well, I didn't, to be perfectly honest, I didn't expect them to go out.
So then you turn up on Sunday's show when Only the Young have already exited the show the night before and still shout Only the Young.
Yeah, because I was...
even though they're not in it.
I was wondering where you were on Saturday night because I was like, something's not right here. And I'm like, oh, God, is he going to do it? And it was literally from the off.
So Only the Young left the competition on Saturday. So now on Sunday's show, the people who are left to vote through are Fleur, Andrea, Ben, Lauren or Stereo Kicks. Over to Dermot.
In no particular order, the first act returning next week is...
And remember, this is when Only the Young have exited the competition the night before and he's still there shouting Only the Young. So good.
Wow.
And then the next bit.
The final act, safe and returning next week.
I can see, I can hear my name in there.
Scott Mills.
It's clearer in this one.
The final act. Definitely returning next week is...
Oh,
it's amazing.
What a ledge.
It's obviously you didn't give me that challenge to do that and call your name out. And it was like all the way sort of going up there, I was thinking, oh, is this not going to be the right thing to do? And like the band were like, no, don't do it, because it just made people. But literally, when I did do it, everybody just laughed. The contestants laughed. They thought it was hilarious.
You are amazing. You know that.
All I kept getting was comments. Like, as soon as I'd done, like, obviously, Only the Young, everybody around me were going, shout Scott Mills. Well, obviously, they all knew about it as well. Oh. So
from now on in, Shouty Man, where are you going to shout next?
Well, hopefully, if X Factor are nice and kind, I may try and get there to the final when all the acts have come back. At Wembley. I'll try and shout over 10,000 people. That may be a bit pushing it, but I probably could do it easily, I think.
And are we allowed to know your identity now that that they're out of the competition?
No, I'm still going to keep it secret. It's more fun keeping it secret because people, everybody on Twitter is like, who is he in that? But yeah, get us on innuendo and you might be able to see us.
But Shouty Man, like, is there not an opportunity for you to be turning on Christmas lights now and things like that?
It's gone crazy. There's so many videos of people just shouting it in the most weird places and that. It's funny. It's just watching yourself like, did I really start this? But it's good. It's good for the band. The band love it.
Philip Schofield was talking about you on This Morning earlier.
Was he?
Yeah, I've got the clip and I'll play it in a minute.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, Shouty Man. Good to speak to you.
God
thank you.
Knows.
Oh, God.
Still going.
Cheers,
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
By the way, you know my diet's super healthy at the moment.
Yeah.
It's all about mostly leaves. That's going to change in 5/6 days' time, so I just want to get you all ready for it in here, right? Because you know what happens in 5/6 days? Well, 5/6 days is December, which means Christmas, which means chocolate ahoy every day. And I am saying that every day I want those Christmas sandwiches in and around my mouth.
Right, why have you gone so weird with this? So,
I'm just warning you that it's going to be treat day every day.
Oh, you're preparing for a month of it, are you?
I just want you to all know.
Because you've been really healthy.
Yeah, that's because I'm not storing like a camel, that's the wrong phrase. I'm just preparing myself.
You're not nesting, that's
I'm not nesting, I'm preparing myself for the onslaught of the foods.
Yeah, what do squirrels do when they bury their nuts? You know, I
don't know what you mean.
It's not that either, is
it?
No,
it's not that. I don't know what it's called, but it's happening. And in 6 days' time, we're going to go crazy, everybody.
Well, I'm in. I'm keen.
Okay, well, no, you are. All about the beige.
All about the beige.
Out there, beige. So here's the clip from Philip Schofield earlier, talking about the Only the Young Shouty Man with Rylan.
It was goodbye, Only the Young! Right, let's talk about... You did notice someone still shouted it out last night.
Yeah, I did.
That was for you.
Was it?
That was for you. I was looking on Twitter and they were all like, oh, but Scope's loving
it. I thought it was Scott Mills on Radio 1 that had spoken to whoever it was that kept shouting, Only the Young!
Yes, you'd be right, Philip Schofield. Shut up, Rylan, trying to take all the credit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1! So this is happening on the 1st of December. We just added sleigh bells to Dance With Me tonight.
Excellent work.
Yeah, we have. On the 1st of December, Ollie Murs is officially launching Christmas on Radio 1. He's like Santa. So he's going to be co-hosting the breakfast show with Nick Grimshaw. And then during Fern's show, Ollie is going to perform a special Christmas-themed live lounge. Now, Murs has been around for a few years now, and let me tell you, every single year here at Radio 1, he gets deep in Christmas. Ollie, can you wear this flashing Christmas jumper? Yeah, all right, yeah. Ollie, can you put these comedy antlers on your head, because it's Christmas? Yeah, all right, yeah, yeah. Ollie, because it's Christmas and office parties are on, can you maybe get on top of the photocopier and photocopy your bum on. Yeah, all right then.
Good idea. Very good idea. I'm writing that down.
He literally launches himself head first into Christmas every year, and that's why we've chosen you, Ollie, to be here next Monday. Next Monday is the launch of Christmas. Mate, we need to go shopping for you.
Christmas jumpers need to be on.
Next Monday. Radio 1 is starting Christmas. You know what that means, don't you?
I didn't really.
Our annual stressful trip around the shops where you go, all right, let's just go home. I can't be bothered with this.
No, you know when we do that. It was the same as last year, Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve. And then we end up buying absolute nonsense for all your friends and family because it's too late. And you get too hot.
We got it all done in 26 minutes last year.
Yeah, we did.
It was
that was
right
actually
result.
A record, yeah. One shop, innit? That's all.
Yeah.
So, during Fern's show, Ollie doing a special live lounge complete with a few festive sing-along treats. And Nick Grimshaw on the Radio and Breakfast show, that is from 8 a.m. next Monday, the 1st of December, Ollie Murs launching Christmas on Radio 1.
I'm really excited.
So am I.
We need to sort out our festive wear right away.
Yeah, we do.
I didn't realise it's next Monday.
And like I said, from Monday to launch Christmas on Radio 1, I am bulking, which means that every day is treat day.
I don't know why you suddenly decided to do this, but it's cool.
All the foods are going to be on. The Scott Mills Daily. Ollie Murs. Wrapped up on BBC Radio 1. Remember, he is launching Christmas for us. The official face of Christmas. And what a face it is, everybody. Next Monday, the 1st of December.
You can put sleigh bells on any Ollie Murs song, I think, and it will make it sound Christmassy.
What, even Troublemaker?
I'm just thinking
about
it now.
Yeah, you can.
It might be worth experimenting with. Well, we'll see next Monday.
That's why he's the King of Christmas. I told you, he just gets right involved with it. He's the perfect person to launch our Christmas. I might even buy him a massive Viennetta to say thanks.
What about a wheel of cheese?
And a wheel of cheese.
Do you know what I mean? To really start it off.
Bit of luxury there. Bit of Viennetta, bit of cheese. Now, we're going to play Night Changes by One Direction next.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we are. Number one on the album chart, as I revealed yesterday. We spoke to Liam, who's in America. Now, for the last 10 minutes or so, Chris has been watching the video. Because you know in the video, they all go on dates. And then they all go hilariously wrong. Chris has been trying to work out which of the One Direction boys he'd most like to go on a date with.
That's not it.
Well, no, it is.
That's not it.
But actually getting genuinely perplexed by it as well. I was like, oh, I just don't know which one to choose.
No, what I was saying is I don't even know how I got onto it on Twitter. It said something like, which One Direction date would you go on? Or something like that. So I thought,
decide.
Quick look at the video here, see what's going on.
Is it going to be a game of Monopoly with a dog and Niall? Is it going to be skating with Harry Styles? Or maybe a posh dinner with Zayn Malik? Or driving around a park with Louis? Or the Dodgems and some toffee apples with Liam Payne?
That's it, though. But then you do watch the video and you think, what would be your preferred choice of date?
And?
It's tricky. It's tricky. Because there is benefits in the nice spaghetti meal that you can have with Zayn. Mm. But I think I would be more of the Dodgems kind of activity.
Oh, yeah.
That looked fun. I didn't really know what Louis was up to in his. It all looked... if anything, it looked all a bit odd.
Well, he's just driving around a park at night.
I don't know.
His headlights, though, so it's not...
No, there was none of that from what I could see.
So, which one?
Probably... Well, you're forcing me to choose, then, aren't you?
Well, that's what you have to do. That's the idea of the video.
I'll probably go on the Dodgems with Liam.
Oh, okay.
I would say.
All right.
It's
change your mind.
No, it's a good video. It's a good video.
So Dodgems with Liam.
You?
And you can share a toffee apple with him.
You?
I don't know, actually. I'm thinking I'm saying spaghetti with Zayn Malik. That's the dream date. OMG Zayn's hair! BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Sorry, the music's gone a bit melty, but bear with, it's nearly Christmas. Tom O'Dell's next, off of Penguins. Do you remember when we got our listeners to watch the video for the first time?
Mm.
Here was our listener, Barry.
Oh, Penguin on a bus. Oh, it's so cool. Oh, no, the Penguin wants a girlfriend. That's what it is. Oh, my God, has the boy bought the Penguin a girlfriend? Oh my God, that was so cute. The Scott
Mills Daily.
Good brass.
High class brass.
I mean, only you would do that to that song.
I think it improves it.
Well, it adds to it.
Kanye West, Rihanna and Kid Cudi. All of the Lights on BBC Radio 1.
Such a tune.
Remember him off of Day and Night?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like the best walk-on music, I think.
For darts.
That song, yeah.
Well, that's really taken the sting out of that song, hasn't it?
No, it's a good thing.
You just said it was an ideal darts walk-on music. It's Kanye West, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Dev.
Bonjour, Scott Mills.
Bonjour, no. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
What's mm-hmm. up?
No, nothing. Do you know what I was staring, actually, is the doodles of Chris Stark. Have you ever had the idea to maybe have some of these analysed? They're quite interesting.
Yeah, they're just squares, generally.
A lot of doodles. I do
Mills
squares
is,
as well.
Mills is the best for it. Mills.
I do squares and sometimes a triangle.
Apparently the cubes that you draw, you know, little 3D cubes,
yeah.
It means you feel trapped.
Oh.
So it is.
My page is full of those.
Funny that.
Yeah. Yeah. So today you've got Mickey Flanagan on.
Yes, we've got Mickey. He is amazing. Have you been watching his show Detour de France?
I love
it's very
it.
Very good.
I actually watched it for the first time last night.
Yeah.
And that's the only one I've seen and kind of fell on it by accident and it's just brilliant.
It's an amazing gig as well. Imagine that. Just you and a mate cycling around France, going to breweries, nudist camps,
yes.
vineyards, and just hanging out.
Yes.
I'm on a cycle. Having
your my favourite kind of trip.
Yeah.
Vineyard and nudist camps.
Has anyone come up with a nudist vineyard yet? Now, there's a $1 million idea.
I'm writing that down. So Dev's on for Greg today, Mickey Flanagan's on, and also, do you have some outtakes from the Taylor Swift and Greg Blank Space video?
I mean, it's an incredible video. If yeah. you've not seen it yet, I think it's just like got over 5.5 million views. Mm. I think I heard one of the Radio 1 nerds say it's the fastest video to get to 1 million views, I think. Or I don't know, whatever. Mm. But obviously, there was a lot of work put in beforehand. It was like a whole day shoot, so yeah, there's a lot of outtakes that I'll be reliving. What can I have been in for Greg on that day, hey?
I know,
driving around with Taylor Swift, I'd have done that.
Not a bad job.
Yeah.
So Dev's on from 4, and this is Real or No Real. You just decide, are these real or made up?
In Australia, for just $1.3 million Australian dollars, you can buy a roll of 22 carat gold toilet paper. It's 3-ply.
Whoa,
3-ply there
sounds good, but what does that mean? It's 3-ply.
It's layers.
Does anyone know? I mean,
three
it sounds
layers.
Good on the box, doesn't yeah. it? But
have you always bought toilet paper not knowing what ply it is?
I couldn't care less.
Oh, love. That's like not knowing what a tog your duvet is. Do you know what I mean?
Egyptian cotton.
Right.
You want to be careful with your plies.
Do you?
Oof.
Do you remember the toilet paper you used to get in primary school and it was like tracing paper?
Yeah.
That's definitely not on still anymore, is it? They've got rid of that.
What's so this 3-ply?
It was a bit neat.
That's really good quality, is it? I take it it's good.
It's quite standard.
Is there such thing as 4-ply?
I don't know, Dev.
Let's find out before the end of the show, please.
But now, Mills, you'd be interested in this, wouldn't you? 22 carat gold toilet paper.
Not so much. It's $1.3 million.
Throw it in the toilet afterwards.
Yeah. What are you else going to do with it?
Yeah, you're going to pay for your food for it, are you?
It's like Simon Cowell's black toilet paper.
Mm.
You can get black toilet paper?
Yeah.
It's all around his house. Fact.
I like that.
Actual fact. Doesn't cost $1.3 million. So in Australia, is this right? You can get a roll of 22 carat gold toilet paper.
There's always something silly like this. Like a, you know, like a $1 billion car that's covered in diamonds or something like that, that some rich oil sheikh or something will buy. I reckon this is real.
I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is real.
Yes. That's right. And anyone who buys the gold toilet paper gets it delivered personally, along with a bottle of champagne. Is that it? I've just spent $1.3 million on a toilet roll.
Guess it's delivered,
Moe.
Delivered personally by who? What do you mean?
I don't know. Holly Valance, probably.
Huge.
Now, this fact follows... Oh. This fact follows the news that the cast of The Inbetweeners have said they aren't going to do any more films or TV series.
Actor Joe Thomas has said that one of the reasons he thinks there shouldn't be any more Inbetweeners films is that he's now able to grow a beard.
Unlike yeah. yourself.
Because, all right, now they're really fighting ageing, aren't they? Because they have to, because obviously the Inbetweeners are young and they are slightly older than their characters.
Yeah.
So it's tricky for them.
But in the American Pie series, they were all like well into their 30s and still trying to pretend like they were still in high school and college.
In America, they get away with it more.
It's all right.
Like in Glee, they're all 50 now, but still at high school.
I wouldn't be that upset if there wasn't a third in between this film. Thought first one was brilliant. Second one was quite good. Not as good as the first. I think the third one would kind of ruin the series a little bit. You know, leave them wanting more.
I mean, Chris is a massive fan, but are you done with the in-betweeners?
I think you've got to stop at some point, don't you? And I think this is the point now.
Okay, so you're quite happy to see no more.
I don't mind. I think it's done. You don't want to ruin it.
And you've got your memories, haven't you?
You've got your memories. You need to move forward and move on.
Maybe like in 20 years, like a sort of reunion in between us might be funny. Oof.
So Joe Thomas's beard is the reason they're not going to do any more. Well, not the reason, but like now he can grow facial hair. He's saying that it shouldn't continue.
I think this is going to be one of the reasons. So I'm going real, Dev.
That doesn't feel like a strong enough reason. I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Oh, okay. Now then.
Is there going to be a third in between this film? Do we know?
Or? No, I think it's off.
Okay.
But that wasn't one of the reasons.
Oh, okay.
And next.
The words, "I have a bad feeling about this," are spoken in every one of these Star Wars films.
This is a good one if it is real.
So they say, "I have a bad feeling about this" in every single Star Wars movie.
I don't really know because I'm not that big a fan of Star Wars.
No, I know, but you shouldn't really say that.
No, I know, I get it, but why not? Why aren't I allowed to say that? I don't.
You're allowed to not be a fan.
I didn't say it's rubbish, I just said I'm not a big fan. Same as like, you know, Doctor Who as well. I don't really get it.
I made a big mistake once by saying I wasn't a massive fan of Lord of the Rings.
See, now that I get. Sit there and watch Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, not so much. I just doesn't really do it for me.
But you are allowed as a person to not like something.
Yeah, I don't say it's rubbish. I didn't really get it. As a kid, I was shown it and thought, this is
thing is, this is when it becomes a catchphrase, isn't it? It's like a predictable line in every film.
I was filming something recently and they were apparently doing the new Star Wars film there and someone excitedly came up to me and went, you know, guess what? Guess who's next door? Some stormtroopers. And I was like, oh, excellent.
Okay. Wow. I know that phrase, these aren't the drones you're looking for. I know that one's quite popular. I'm not your father, or I am your father. Is
one
that the that's
two.
The that's the popular line?
I am.
EastEnders.
not EastEnders.
I feel like I've seen. I have a bad feeling about this on a T-shirt. I think this is real.
Okay.
On a geeky T-shirt. I feel like
yeah,
I've
and then
this.
It's going to become a tradition, which is done in every film. Yeah.
Chris,
real.
That one is real.
Yeah. That's right. The Star Wars films are that predictable, and they do say, "I have a bad feeling about this" in every single one of them.
I'm not your father.
Yes, you are.
You can. Get out of my pub. And finally,
on her days off, Radio 1's Alice Levine enjoys going blackberrying.
Oh, wow.
Huge.
I haven't done that for a while.
I can imagine this with her.
And often, maybe she'll get stung by a nettle and rub it with a dock leaf.
Yeah.
Are they still on?
I think so. She must be getting very excited on the run-up to Christmas as well, what with the Viennetta. You know, it's going to be on for her, isn't it?
I know, it's because a little bit of luxury, isn't it? And,
yeah.
And she has that. Well, she has it all the time, of course. But, of course, like, most of us just have it for Christmas.
Is this the kind of hobby we can imagine Alice doing? I can kind of see it.
What, picking a blackberry or two?
Yeah, just running around getting the blackberries.
Carrier bag in hand.
Vintage bag or something like that to put the blackberries in, going home and making a nice jam or preserve.
Mm. Oh, yes, definitely.
Right. Or maybe making some kind of artisan bread from it, containing the fruit.
Right, I'm going to go real on this one.
I really want it to be real. Yes, real.
Alice Levine loves blackberry.
Absolutely.
That one is real.
Yeah, yes, she does.
Yeah,
what
so,
a woman!
I know. Last week, I asked her as a joke, "When did you last go blackberrying?" I don't know why I asked that, and she went, "A few weeks ago, actually, in Hampstead Heath." Sure. And at the end of that round of real or no real, what are the scores, please?
All right, I got 30. Dev got 40.
Yeah. Oh, lovely!
It's a perfect score, isn't it?
Very good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow is a big day on the show. So what if Chris had a nightmare interview with Jennifer Aniston? I persuaded her to play the role of worst interviewee ever. She agreed to help me, and Chris knew nothing about it. Listen to it and watch the entire awkwardness tomorrow from 1:30 on the Radio 1 website.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.